Scores of Sudanese shops were looted when angry mobs attacked them last week. About 500 Sudanese are sheltering at a police facility in Juba, and some shops remain closed for fear of more attacks. Mohammed Adam sought refuge at the police building in Buluk.
My shop has been looted, all the properties I lost. One of my brothers has been injured in the bakery, and then his phone has been taken, and all his things has been taken. And now we have been took by the government of South Sudan, and now we are in safe place, but we don't have water, we don't have food, we don't have money to buy things in the shop to eat, and we have kids, they are suffering, some of them they are ill, we have elders people also, they are suffering. Our situation is very, very hard.
The protest began last Thursday after videos surfaced that appear to show Sudan Armed Forces troops killing South Sudanese civilians in Wad Madani. The army recently recaptured the town from its paramilitary rival, the Rapid Support Forces. Protests also have been reported in other towns including Awil, Nimule, Kwajok, Gogrel, Wau and Bor. Mohamed Arun Karama, a Sudanese with a business in Miasaba, says protesters attacked his home and store.
First, we closed the doors. Then they came and attacked us carrying sticks and machetes. But thank God we got out safely. However, we lost some of our belongings and the thieves looted all the contents of the store and we have nothing left.
Akena Cole, a South Sudanese hawker, says people have started feeling the effect of the protests, with the goods scarce in the markets and prices rising.
Most of the shops in Kudele, Boaba, here with lots of goods such as onions and flour, were closed because of the riots. We are facing a problem of scarcity of goods and high prices. If you look, most of the restaurants are closed now. You will only find tea shops open, which has created crowding in the food shops and bakeries.
Robert Pitia, the chairperson of the Chamber of Commerce in Central Equatoria State, visited the Sudanese businessmen sheltering at the police station. He said they would be protected. Ahmed Mursal is a Sudanese man who has lived in South Sudan for over 10 years. He urges his colleagues to reopen and says he is running his business without fear.
I own two shops here in New Side and Bawab and have been working now without any harassment. I have been living here for a while and my three children were born here and I didn't leave my house during the attack. I was at home with my family and I opened my shop yesterday and I am currently walking around with the police to reassure the rest of Sudanese traders to open their shops.
Muhyiddin Muhammadzin is an electrical engineer who came to South Sudan last year. He regrets the acts of the Sudanese armed forces, which led to the suffering.
I came here to South Sudan before 1 year ago. After the war happened in Sudan, I was living in Umdurman. But because of the war, actually, I have many options to go to many countries, for example, Egypt, even Chad. So I choose South Sudan because this is a country we consider them as a brothers, actually, and we are the same country. But sadly, after many time from the war, actually, I know this kind of things happen always in the world. That things happen to our South Sudanese people, that in Sudan, actually, whose effect on us here.
Tens of thousands of Sudanese refugees have sheltered in refugee camps in South Sudan since the National Forces and the RSF began fighting nearly 2 years ago. Many of the Sudanese operate businesses in Juba and other parts of the country. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.